Good morning.
Hello?
My name is Chris, and I'm calling from Oricon Opinion Surveys. We're conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Now, to begin, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you very much. And are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Oregon?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, we know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November general elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
If Biden's on the ticket, I'm not voting.
Mm-hmm. And how should I record your answer, then? Is that a 50-50?
I don't really know. Let's say 50-50.
50-50, thank you. And just to make sure that we're talking to people of all ages, what is your age?
36.
Thank you. And just to be sure that we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? Are you white or Caucasian, black or African American?
Yeah.
Which one?
White.
Thank you. Now, regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
A Democrat.
Thank you. And would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not a very strong Democrat?
Strong.
Thank you. And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Neutral.
In the middle, we have satisfied or dissatisfied, unfortunately.
Satisfied.
Satisfied, thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want their member of Congress most focused on. On each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focused on. Use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it is somewhat important, and a 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. The first one we have is protecting abortion rights.
10.
Thank you. Then we have tackling climate change.
10.
Creating more affordable housing.
10.
Creating more jobs and raising wages.
9.
Thank you. Then we have lowering taxes.
Not zero.
Zero. Thank you. Then we have funding for drug and substance abuse programs.
Let's see, 7.
Thank you. Then we have securing the southern border.
1.
And reducing crime.
1.
Thank you very much. Now, for something different, we'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people in organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel, and if you have no opinion or have never heard of that person or organization, please let me know. The first one on the list, we have Lori Chavez de Remer.
She's a Republican, so 0.
Thank you. Then we have McDonald's.
I don't know what that is.
It just says McDonald's.
Not heard of it.
Okay, so should I record that answer as never heard of or no opinion?
Never heard of.
Thank you. Then we have Janelle Bynum.
70.
Republicans in Congress?
Zero.
Joe Biden?
Zero.
Donald Trump?
Zero.
J.D. Vance?
Zero.
Kamala Harris?
Let's say 90.
Thank you. Then we have Tina Kotek. Oh, Kotek, I'm sorry.
Oh, Tina Kotek. She's fine. 80, 90.
90?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. And finally, we have Democrats in Congress.
70.
Thank you very much. Now, we know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today, would you vote for independent Cornel West, Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Democrat Joe Biden, or independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
West.
The last one?
West. Cornel West.
Oh, Cornel West. I'm sorry. Now, if the election for president were held today and the candidates were only Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden, for whom would you vote?
Can I not vote?
Well, we do have a scale. If the election were held today and you had to decide right now, which candidate would you lean towards?
Biden.
Thank you very much. Now, and we know it's still a long way off, but if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote?
Are you still there?
Hello? Can you hear me?
Oh, there you are. Sorry.
Okay.
Lost you?
No, I'm here. Now, did you hear the question? Do you need it again?
I did not hear the question.
Okay. Let me try again. We know it's still a long way off, but if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Lori Chavez de Remer or Democrat Janelle Bynum?
Janelle Bynum.
Thank you. And even though you're not supporting Lori Chavez de Remer now, what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in November 2024? Is there a fair chance?
Zero. No chance.
No chance at all?
No chance at all.
Okay, thank you. Now, and do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Disapprove.
And do you somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Strongly.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Lori Chavez de Remer is handling her job as your member of Congress?
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you. Now, before we continue, I just want to thank you for your patience and your time. We still have a few more questions to go, but we're almost there. Now, thank you. Now, I want to read you a little bit more information about your two candidates running for Congress, Lori Chavez de Remer and Janelle Bynum. The first one we have is, As mayor of Happy Valley, Lori Chavez de Remer led Oregon's fastest growing community, making it more business friendly, offering more affordable housing for families and creating a safe place to build a career and raise a family. In Congress, she has been one of the most bipartisan members working to solve our toughest problems from homelessness to access to childcare. Lori was tired of the same old divisive politics, and now.
Real fast. May I interrupt? What campaign do you work for right now?
Oh well, we're not told, so we don't affect your opinions. Yeah.
Okay, I have a feeling I know. I'm out.
No, there is a section.
I'm sorry.
There is a section that we can, contrast both of the sides. We need your opinion for that.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay. Thank you. Now, as I was saying, Lori was tired of the same old divisive politics and knows that nothing is more important than showing up to work and getting the job done for Oregon families. Then we have Serving in the State House since 2016, Janelle Bynum is the first Black woman to represent our community. As a working mother and local business owner, she's living the same struggles as the rest of us. She sees Congress playing political games, so she is running to fix what's broken and bring practical solutions to real everyday problems, like lowering the cost of groceries, housing, and prescription drugs. Janelle wants to make sure that hard work once again pays off and that every Oregon family has a chance to get ahead. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you didn't, but if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Lori Chavez de Remer or Democrat Janelle Bynum? If you're undecided,
Bynum.
Thank you. Now, and what specifically stuck out most to you about Janelle Bynum, if you can, in a few words?
My previous knowledge of their platforms, I'm never going to vote for a Republican for any reason.
For their platforms?
Yeah, well, I won't ever vote for the Republican Party.
Never vote for Republicans. Thank you very much. Just let me check my grammar over here. Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a few statements that some people have made about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking with you about Janelle Bynum. Please rate each statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that statement is a very convincing reason to support Janelle Bynum for Congress, 5 means that it is a somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means that it is not at all a convincing reason to support Janelle Bynum for Congress. You may use any number between 0 and 10. The first one is, Janelle Bynum has a history of protecting abortion rights, and she has never wavered on this issue. After Roe v. Wade was overturned, she sponsored a bill to ensure Oregon women have the same rights as they did when Roe was still law. And in Congress, she will fight back against Republicans who want to overrule Oregon law with a national abortion ban.
10.
Thank you. Then we have Janelle Bynum is not your standard Democrat and doesn't believe either party has all the answers. She says politicians are just playing games and she is going to Washington to change its ways because it is no longer serving us. And she's done it in Salem, where she has bridged the gap between Democrats and Republicans to find practical solutions to create more manufacturing jobs and get fentanyl off our streets.
1.
Thank you. Then we have Janelle Bynum hears politicians say our economy is getting better, but as a working mother of 4 and local business owner, she is facing the same struggles we are. Her children can't afford to buy a home around here, and rent has skyrocketed. Low-paying jobs aren't cutting it. That's why her own business hires low-skilled workers and offers scholarships to help workers gain the skills they need to advance, to pass opportunity on, and make sure everyone has a fair chance to get ahead.
9.
Thank you. And last we have, Janelle Bynum is sick of what is happening to our neighborhoods and the partisan games that continue to be played. Like many of us, she voted for Measure 110 or 110 and thought it had good intentions. But she has seen how disastrous it has been for our communities. Rather than ignoring the problem, she took the first step to fixing it by crossing party lines and voting with Republicans in Salem to recriminalize drugs. Janelle will always put solutions over politics.
2.
Thank you very much. Now, sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. Let me ask you once more. If the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Lori Chavez de Remer or Democrat Janelle Bynum?
Bynum.
Thank you. And before we finish, I'm going to read you some doubts or concerns people have raised about Lori Chavez de Remer. Please tell me how much each one troubles you about supporting Chavez de Remer for Congress. And if this troubles you a great deal, quite a bit, just somewhat, or not at all. Lori Chavez, the Reamer, says one thing in Oregon and does another in D.C. She claims she was a moderate in her last campaign, but later she said, quote, you can't compromise, end quote. Since then, she has abandoned Oregon values in favor of the MAGA agenda, changing her mind on nearly every major issue that she campaigned on. Lori is just another typical politician playing partisan games. Does this trouble you? Hearing this, does it trouble you a great deal? Quite a bit? Just so much? Or not at all? A great deal? Thank you. And the last statement that we have here is, Lori Chavez, the Reamer, talks about fighting drug use and illegal immigration, but in reality, she makes those problems worse. Chavez, the Reamer, has invested in and profited from a ketamine treatment clinic and cannabis business. Then, as mayor of Happy Valley, she voted to loosen drug laws. As a member of Congress, she refused to vote on legislation to secure our southern border, letting fentanyl flow into our communities.
The median disapproval concern.
We have, this troubles you quite a bit, or just somewhat? Where do you fall?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to ask you for the final time, if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Lori Chavez, the Reamer, or Democrat Janelle Bynum?
Bynum.
Thank you. And these last two questions are just for statistical purposes only, and we will be finished. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Some college.
Thank you. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Single.
And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association?
No.
And in the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Joe Biden.
Thank you very much. And with this, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your patience and your participation. We really appreciate it. Have a wonderful day.
You as well.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.